Today in Launceston at the Guns headquarters, the annual meeting, and there may be further insights into just how progress is coming along on the proposed pulp mill project. Funding still yet to be secured for the project. It has raised extra money, the company, through a share offer, but there are also still some approval processes or some fine details to be sorted out with the federal government. Shareholder activist and Guns shareholder is Stephen Main. Stephen, good morning to you.
Hi, Louise.
No time for the Guns one today. You've got your shareholder hat on for another meeting, but Guns still a company you keep a keen eye on, is it?
Absolutely, yes. Look, it's the middle of the AGM season, so I've been to about 12 meetings in the last five business days, but couldn't get down to Launceston today, but I've no doubt there will be furious debate over the pulp mill and I guess more importantly the whole level of debt and the company's ability to fund the pulp mill and the fact the share price has fallen 70% and even sort of questions like how much debt John Gay personally is carrying on his 20 million shares, given that they're now only worth about $22 million.
Tough times for everyone, obviously. With the what's going on globally with the economic circumstances, do you think that might just stimulate a bit more debate from shareholders about tell us what is happening with the bid to secure the financing?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of... I mean, at all the AGMs I've been going to, the whole debate is around debt and financial capacity and the impact of the crisis. So, I mean, there are some positives for Guns. Like the crashing Australian dollar is good for Guns because they get a significant profit benefit from that. But the bottom line is no one's getting projects up. The projects, mining projects, any sort of project is falling over with a global credit crunch. So I think the really interesting thing today will be whether John Gay just levels with the shareholders and actually admits that, you know, they can't get this thing done in the current environment. I mean, clearly he's hoping to get a 50% joint venture partner coming in. But even then, I mean, just the whole ability to fund even 50% of the project. I mean, Guns is, the whole company is only valued by the share market at $687 million at the moment, given the shares have crashed to $1.08. And they're still saddled with more than $500 million of debt. And they want to fund a $2 billion pulp mill. I mean, you just won't be able to bank it in this environment.
They did do some fund raising recently with an offer to retail shareholders. They didn't get there as much money as they were hoping to get. Is that a bit of an indication about their success in raising money at the moment, do you think, Stephen?
Well, I have to say that if they hadn't got that 336 institutional placement away at $1.50 a share, the debate at the AGM today would have been about whether Guns could survive. That literally was I think that was a company-saving placement. We're seeing companies all over the place at the moment doing desperate emergency and highly discounted placements. And the later you leave it, the worse it is. So to get $336 million at $1.50, with the shares now at $1.08, was actually a company-saving move, and the company should be congratulated for doing that, although obviously the institutional shareholders who put up the money and are now already more than $100 million down are obviously going to be furious about backing the company and then dropping another $100 million.
Stephen, do you think shareholders are also concerned about the ongoing politics of it, given that there are still some final approvals to be given by the federal government, and there's also issues such as the future of the sovereign risk agreement with the Tasmanian government? Do you think there are issues of concern, along with debt and so on?
Look, if I was going today, Louise, that would be one of the key points that I would pursue, is that when John Howard lost office last year, the Guns share price was around $3.80, and Paul Lennon was the premier. And now it clearly is a more hostile political environment with David Bartlett and Kevin Rudd and these less sort of give and take or less lenience being given to the company on things like the sovereign fund insurance. So I think just John Gay's ability to continue to get political support for this controversial project will, you know, clearly it's fallen with the changes of leadership of state and federal, and whether John Gay thinks that that is now going to be an insurmountable issue along with the global financial crisis will be interesting, and hopefully he'll level with the shareholders and tell them straight. And a few shareholders are maybe sort of hoping that the company stops spending tens of millions of dollars chasing a project that literally, you know, won't get up in this current environment.
Actually, just finally, Stephen, you've been to enough of these meetings. Would it surprise you, shock you and knock you off your stool if John Gay did just exactly what you've asked him to do and was completely candid and open and explained everything?
Well, based on the three AGMs I've been to at Gunns over the years, I'd fall off my chair if that happened. I mean, he's not a particularly communicative or open chairman. But look, maybe, I mean, it is the one day of the year that he actually has to deal with questions. And last year, he dealt with probably an hour of questions from largely hostile anti-pulp mill questioners. So, look, I think he really does need to level them, and even his own future. I mean, he's talked about retiring or stepping down as executive chairman next year. Mm. That is also a big issue for the company, succession planning. He shouldn't be the executive chairman. The company needs an independent chairman. And issues like that, the whole governance around Gunns, I think we'll get a good airing today as well. And hopefully they'll change their policy and actually allow visitors and the press in, because Gunns is one of the few companies that actually has an AGM and bans visitors and the Fourth Estate from even attending.
I can tell our representative will certainly be outside. Let's hope he or she makes it in there as well. Stephen Mayne, enjoy your further day of meetings, and thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Louise.
Thanks, Stephen Mayne.